press one. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa in Tubac, Arizona. I am south of Tucson, probably about 38, 39 miles, and it would be north of Nogales. So just a beautiful area here. It's one of those areas that you're pleasantly surprised. You hear about it. There's a lot of history here. It dates back to the 1700s, and actually Don Toribio de Otero actually was the founder of this ranch, the Tubac Resort, when he was granted 400 acres and formed the core of what later became the largest cattle empire in Arizona. And that, of course, is where I am on, the Tubac Golf Resort. In fact, when you are on the golf course, you can see cattle. Cattle are just roaming around, enjoying their life. They have a very nice life here. And there's some wild cattle, from what I hear as well, out there. But it is a beautiful, beautiful setting, and I am just having a great time. I arrived on Friday. Just a recap from what I said earlier on the show. I did arrive on Friday, and I say when you look around, you see vast open spaces. And then all of a sudden, you drive into this area called Tubac, and there's trees and lush green grass and beautiful homes, some that have an adobe feel, others that have a brick feel, all staying with the aesthetic of the Spanish architecture. So it really is just really wonderful. Now, I strongly urge you to go to their website, which is TubacGolfResort.com, and check it out. Why I am on the air, so you can get a visual of what I'm doing. And just Google Tubac in general. Actually, only several 30 miles away, they have wineries. And in a little town called Patagonia, I mean, more than what you imagine, they have a beautiful mission up here. They have a Titan missile former launching site that you go tour. They have hiking, biking, golfing. They have the village of Tubac, which is in walking distance here from the resort. And it is kind of an artist colony, an artist retreat, but they have great restaurants and boutique shopping and all sorts of things. So if you're not spaing and golfing and just enjoying all the beautiful scenery, you can also go kayaking. As well, from what I hear. I heard some ladies yesterday talking about they went kayaking on a nearby lake. You can just walk over to the village and enjoy this really, really quaint, charming area called Tubac. Yes, and that is where I am coming to you live from, Traveling with Francoise. Of course, all the info will be on the website in a week or so, so you won't miss a thing. And I will be doing a Tubac special on KESQ in 2 or 3 weeks because we have another road trip coming up. Going to fit it all in, but don't worry, you will be able to see Tubac on television. I want to thank Mike Thompson's RV Superstore in Cathedral City on Highway 111 for being the sponsor of Traveling with Francoise. They are over at Agua Caliente for the rest of the day today. Casino right there off of Bob Hope with a big RV show. So if you want to head on over there after the show and check it out, please feel free to do so and say hi to Art LeClaire and the gang for me. Sometimes on the show, I stumble over my words. It's because I'm looking at all this information, and there's so much that I want to say to you that I just get ahead of myself. My eyes are looking at one thing, and my mouth doesn't seem to be able to catch up. So Valley is back in the station doing her job as always. Thanks, Valley, so much.
You're very welcome. Wish I were there.
Yeah, I know. Wish you were here, too. I'm having a great time. And it's interesting, yesterday when I was at the village at the big Festival of Arts is going on right now, it was swamped, tons of people there. I ran into a couple, and we just started talking. I had the Traveling with Francoise hat on, and I asked them where they're from, and he said, we're from Colorado. And I said, okay, well, I'm from the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs area. He goes, oh, I'm going there tomorrow. I'm going to La Quinta to play in a golf tournament at the Tradition. And I said, no way. Well, certainly yes way. He has some friends that live in the Coachella Valley in La Quinta. He says, we love going over there, but we really love even more coming back to our hideaway here in Tubac. So they spend 6 months in Colorado and 6 months here in Tubac. And I never did get their name. I wish I would have got their name. But it's funny how when you are traveling, you run into people from your own area that know other people that you know. He knew several other people that I know. So it was a really nice conversation. But anyway, right now our focus is on the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. That is where I am right now. The lush green grass right here on property, there is a chapel. There is a spa. They have a real estate office. They have the pro shop. They have 27 holes of golf. They have restaurants, boutique, just about everything, and a lot of green belt that you can go and just relax. They have old silos from the original ranch. I am sitting right now in the Otero room, which is part of the original ranch house, which would overlook their property, and what a magnificent view they have. And they have, I like that they have kept incorporated some of the old parts of the buildings into the new renovated areas. There are some brick walls that have so much history to them. They have fences that are made out of tree branches and trunks. I took some pictures of that and posted on Facebook. Very, very fascinating how we have new and old here at the Tubac Golf Resort Spa. Now, last night I was looking at some of the history of Tubac, and John Wayne used to come to Tubac quite often. John Wayne, yeah, remember John Wayne? How can you forget John Wayne? Bing Crosby was part owner of this property once the Otero family actually, you know, the generations decided to do something different with their lives. They actually, this company came in and purchased this property, and Bing Crosby was one of the investors of the property because he liked coming out here. And of course, the golf courses, everything just evolved, and so much history. In fact, our next guest is from the Presidio State Park and the Historic State Park, and they're going to tell us about the history of the area. So hopefully I'm not butchering it too much, but I've just been fascinated by what goes on here in this community of about 1900 year-round. Yes, 1900 year-round, but then, of course, it swells with the snowbirds that are here right now. I've talked to someone from Kansas, from Colorado, from Michigan, from New Mexico, Illinois. I've talked to several different people from all over. They come to Tubac because they just like how they get away from the hustle and bustle of their other residents and just relax in the beauty and the kind of more relaxed, definitely more relaxed pace of life here in Tubac, Arizona. So my room here at the resort, fantastic. I have a fireplace, a step-down living room. Yes, living room with a wet bar. Of course, flat-screen televisions, can't have that. Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi, very strong Wi-Fi. A big king-size bed, beautiful bathroom that has very gorgeous Spanish tiles, jacuzzi tub, and I did post a video on my Facebook page that shows you, I gave you a tour of the room on my Facebook page so you can see where I'm staying, because a lot of people ask that, and I'm just kind of getting used to doing that video stuff and putting it on there. So go to Traveling with Francoise. I either have it on Francoise Rose or Traveling with Francoise. Check it out. And also go to Golf is a Four-Letter Word, all the different Facebook pages, and you can see a lot of the pictures that I have been posting. And speaking of Facebook, you want to go to the Chamber's Facebook page here in Tubac, the Tubac Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, and like them, because they've just launched something that's brand new. It is called the Bolero Dinero. It is the Tubac's own currency, and you can download this money and use it to get discounts and all sorts of fun stuff here in Tubac. It's just launched. It was breaking news earlier on the show today, and it is the Bolero Dinero. So very cool. A lot of fun. They're doing a good job here, and they want visitors. They want you to experience this beautiful area called Tubac in Arizona. In fact, one of our guests actually came from Sedona to Tubac, and we know that they're completely different areas. Sedona is up in the mountain. Tubac is more in the valley, in the plains area, surrounded by mountains, but of course very lush and green and gorgeous. Yeah, I'm very much enjoying my stay here in a Tubac, yes. So we have a lot more coming up on the show. We are going to be giving away a Tubac two-night stay in a beautiful room with spa treatments. That will be posted on the website after I feature Tubac on Traveling with Francoise on KESQ. So I want to make sure that definitely you keep your eye out for that. And I also want to thank our segment sponsors as well, the 500 in Palm Springs. We want to thank them. Also, Post and Ship in Rancho Mirage, Desert Arc Attire, Benefit Together, and of course, Bob's Carpet in Cathedral City. I have to thank everybody, because I know sometimes when I'm on the road that I get a little bit carried away and I forget about everybody who makes these trips so easy for me, for this show to happen. And that's all of our sponsors, so make sure you check it out. Indian Ridge Country Club, Thai Smile on El Paseo, Desert Business Interiors, Coachella Valley Volkswagen, B. Olson's, Now, Valentine's Day is coming up, so definitely want to get over to B. Alston's and get that jewelry taken care of. I have some beautiful things there at B. Alston's Jewelers at Gardens on El Paseo. Just everyone, want to thank them all. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside. When I come back, Sean Kinsley, who is the director of the Tubac Presidio State Historic Park, the first state park in Arizona, will be joining us. I'm so excited about this. You are listening to Travel with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.
Best of the Best Tours wants to show you the best of Palm Springs with tours featuring the rich and famous, the Indian Canyons, and the Windmills too. We have bikes for rent and knickknacks for you at the Best of the Best Tours on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Hey, this is Anthony, and I'm a guy that loves to cook. Now, if you're like me, you know that in the kitchen, you need the right tool for the right job. That's where Kitchen Kitchen comes in. Owner Jan Boydston and her staff are fun and knowledgeable, and they make it easy to find everything you need to make your time in the kitchen that much easier and enjoyable. Located in Indian Wells on the corner of Cook and Highway 111, call today at 760-773-9464 or find them on the web at kitchenkitchen.com. I'll see you there.
Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. On Varner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage has moved to El Paseo. Introducing Thai Smile El Paseo, located between San Luis Rey and Larkspur on El Paseo in the heart of Palm Desert.
Seconds.
Featuring the same delicious food, but with a full-service bar, patio seating, a spacious dining area, and plenty of free parking. Open daily for lunch or dinner, call Thai Smile El Paseo today at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francoise. Now back to the show and your host, Francoise, on Money Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. It's great to have you here. I am coming to you live from the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. And joining me now, and I walked by this yesterday, took a peek inside, went in there. I love these kind of places, is Shaw Kinsley. He is the director of the Tubac Presidio State Historic Park. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a delight to be here.
Well, and I also have to say I have to mention this because you do some radio as well.
I do. Part-time. Not this time of year. I resigned for 3 months, January, February, and March, but I'll be back in April, and I've done it for about 8 years up until now.
Okay. Well, you know the drill then. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how long have you been living in Tubac?
I moved to Tubac in 97, so almost 20 years now.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow. And you just found it out of a lark. You were traveling, or how did you find this area?
Much easier than that. My parents found it when my dad's dad was one of the first people in Green Valley in about 1961. So as a teenager, I remember coming here and doing all the stuff people still do, going around and trying to find places to have dinner. So we came to the Tubac Golf Resort, and when it still had saddles all around the bar and things like that. My parents looked at this and they said, this is really nice. Wow. And about 10 years after that, they bought one of the little kind of villas, they call them here, and enjoyed that. They escaped the snow of Colorado. That's where I'm from, Boulder, Colorado. And it was real nice for my mom to get away from the snow in the winter and come down. So it was always their winter house. And then they, life of the Tubac in the winter is wonderful, and they ended up buying a bigger house, which is the one I inherited in 1996 when my dad died, and I moved here from New York. It was a big change, but I absolutely love it.
Yeah. You look so relaxed. You look so relaxed. All right, now with us, folks, is Shaw Kinsley. He's the director of the Tubac Presidio State Historic Park. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think I have my facts right that this state park here, the Tubac Presidio State Park, is Arizona's first state park.
That is correct.
All right.
Slightly embarrassing. It was 1958 when this happened, and they were actually painted into a delightful corner. There was a local resident that moved for his health to Tubac in the 50s. His name was Frank Griffin, and he had his wife Olga, who went by the name Gay. Frank and Gay bought the property on which this original Presidio had stood and deeded it to Arizona State Parks to basically force them into starting a state park. So there was some talking and rumors about they might want to do it and stuff. And so this gift kind of pushed them over the edge. And so Tubac became Arizona's first state park. The second one, I think, is Tombstone. Oh. So initially the state park started with a historic emphasis of really trying to capture the culture and the rich history of Arizona. But then later, in probably the 60s, they found the revenue of the recreational park. So places like Lake Havasu and campsites and boat docks and all that stuff, that began to be much more lucrative for the state parks as the state grew. And so they own both historic properties and recreational properties, and it's been a difficult fit for Arizona State Parks for some time, you know, trying to work those two things out. You don't run them both the same way. It's a hard challenge. So in 2008, when the economy collapsed, it was actually 2010, I think, the legislature, madly looking for money, spotted some money in Arizona State Parks funds and swept it. Oh. And they used that money to subsidize the little historic parks. And so without that money, they were forced to close it. And so in 2010, it was announced that Tubac would close, and that would be, you know, terrible for the community. And so the whole community rose up together. And since 2010, the first state park in Arizona, in this incredible place, has been run completely by volunteers with one paid staff member, me. And and I have about 60 volunteers that run the desk. They do the gift shop. They do the docenting. They help with absolutely every chore that needs to be done. We've enhanced it. We've increased the visitation. People in Tubac that have never been there before come by and they say, I had no idea. And we kid about changing the name of it. We should change it to the I had no idea.
I had no idea. Yeah. And the building that you're in, that is a historic building.
Well, it is. There's actually about five buildings on the property, and what you saw yesterday driving around was the visitor center, so that's where people check in. That's actually dates from about 1930, and it was an addition on the 1885 schoolhouse, which is the second oldest in Arizona, and it held another classroom and three apartments for teachers, because the 30s, 40s, and 50s, three buildings on the park property were all for schools, whereas that original one in 1885 was just one, but all the neighboring ranch kids came to school in Tubac, and so it was pretty big. There was probably about 120 kids at one point there.
Oh, I find all this fascinating, and I see the word Presidio used a lot, it seems, in Arizona. And explain exactly what does that mean.
I'm happy to do that. A presidio is a fort garrisoned by soldiers. And the presidios in this part of the world were on the northern border of what is New Spain. And this was to protect them from the Native American tribes that were to the north of them, plus any incursions by the English that were very thirsty for Spanish land. And they were the forts. So originally, our area was settled by missionaries who came up, Father Kino's, the famous one, who came into this area in 1691, baptized about 30 Native Americans that the Spanish called Pimas, that today we call the Tohono O'odham. And they um, were worked into the mission system where you grow crops and do all this kind of stuff, a little bit different than their own life, and got tired of it after maybe 20 years or so, and they revolted. In 1751, there was what we call the Pima Revolt, and there was a huge uprising of Native Americans against the Spanish yoke, and they killed about 100 Spaniards between Guevavi Mission, which is on the Santa Cruz to the south of Tubac, all the way up to San Javier Mission, which is still on the Santa Cruz, mm-hmm. but about 40 miles north of us. And that didn't go over terribly well, of course, with the Spanish. So they instituted an army post, a presidio here. And the perpetrator of the revolt surrendered here in Tubac. So that's actually how we got it in Tubac. And that was an army fort garrisoned by about 45 soldiers. They moved here with their families. So they had, women and children and the soldiers. It's not a fort in the sense that you think of a castle or even a fort in the TV sense of everybody inside and everybody shooting cannon or arrows at it from the outside. It basically was the house of the captain and a place to store all their stuff. And the way the Indian Wars went here, the Apaches were the raiding culture. They'd come in, and before the Europeans got here, they'd steal everything that the Oatam had along the rivers. But once the Spanish got here, it was much better shopping. The Spanish had a lot more stuff because they introduced things like horses and cattle and stuff. None of that was here before. And so the raids were terrible. And the mechanism of the presidios or the forts was to have what they called a flying company of soldiers that rode on horses and wore leather armor. They're called soldados de cuera. And they'd hear a report of so-and-so's ranch was robbed and they took all the cattle or they took the horses or the people or whatever. And so the soldiers would mount up and ride out in pursuit. And who knows how often they were actually able to get the right Indians and get the stuff back. But so there was a lot of, so they're called flying companies. And the Tubac was a base from which they would go off in pursuit of these bad deeds that have been done by the Native Americans.
Fascinating, really fascinating. I was looking at, there's a book in the room there that has the black and white photos. It just, it takes you, I think everyone should look at these photos. They're just amazing, of the dirt streets and the brick buildings. And now you look around at all these lush, gorgeous, the golf course. And I mean, evolution is wonderful. But back then it was fascinating too how they lived. And that was just their life. That's all they knew. And it just fascinates me. Now, as far as the state park, how large is it?
It's 11 acres, and it comprises 7 buildings. We have the visitor center that you saw, and I mentioned the little...
So the town is the state park, basically, the village.
Well, the village is a heritage site, I would say, more, in that the state park is in what we called Old Tubac. There's this very complex thing where what is now the village of Tubac was actually the Garrett Ranch. And until the end of World War II, that was cows walking around on it and things like that and crops being grown. After World War II, a guy named Dale Nichols came in and found these old buildings that you see in those black and white pictures around the Presidio, and he rented about 6 of them and created an art school, and he had it rigged to take the GI Bill. So these soldiers coming out of the war could use money from the government and study art. Well, a lot of the soldiers hear art school and they think of nude models and they say, let's go for this, and they come down. But that was anything, not anything like what Dale Nichols wanted to offer. So he was more into landscapes and things like that. But he started this art school, and the inexpensiveness of the area and the charm of it and the quality of light we have here and the weather, of course, year-round is delightful. So it took off, even though he left after only a year or something. Although he came back and he ended up dying here too as well, like 50 years later in the 90s.
Well, and I have to ask you, I see the name, I saw the name Lowe in the book, Lowe's, and they had a hardware store and some other it was almost a general store, hardware store type. That would, it's not the same Lowe's with all the big
I doubt
Lowe's.
It's okay. The Lowe's building supply, but they're the Lowe family, L-O-W-E,
yeah.
Is an extremely early family here in Tubac. They were Germans that married Spaniards in the 19th century, so they were all part of, Tubac. And, after the independence of Mexico occurred in 1821.
Sean, I'm going to have to stop you because you're going to stick around.
I'll be happy to.
We have to go for our local and national national break right now. When we come back, Shaw Kinsley, the director of the Tubac Presidio State Historic Park, is going to stick around and give us some more insight about this area. It's fascinating. You are listening to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa in Tubac, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Impression Design is a full-service design firm with on-site production facilities. If you're starting a business and you need everything from logo design to website, business cards, brochures, and marketing, Impression Design can guide you through all of it. Call Impression Design now, 760-469-4055. That's 760-469-4055. If your company has a website that just doesn't work that well, or maybe it's just not generating the business you need, Impression Design can fix it. They know how to make your website work for you and help build your brand. No more MIA freelancers or designs thrown together by your wife's sister's cousin's nephew at college. Get a real design from a real designer for about the same price. Impression Design will focus on marketing your company so you have time to focus on your business. Call Impression Design now, 760-469-4055. That's 760-469-4055, or go to impressiondesign.com.
Indian Ridge Country Club, there's a whole new life waiting for you. This upscale private country club offers a unique active lifestyle. Play golf, tennis, go hiking, biking, get a facial, take an art class, or meet your neighbors at the beautiful new circular bar. Indian Ridge is member-owned and operated with two world-class 18-hole golf courses. Visit online at IndianRidgeCC.com or call 760-772-7272.
President's Day sales don't get any better than at California's number one RV dealer. White Thompson RV Cathedral City is celebrating with presidential savings all week long. All the top-selling brands included. The 2015 Fleetwood Discovery Diesel, the all-new number one-selling Keystone Montana, or the luxurious Grand Design Fifth Wheel. So many options, so many sale prices. Over 65 brands and hundreds of models, new and used. White Thompson RV Superstore Cathedral City. Day Palm exit to Highway 111, turn right. 760-324-3651.
Is your current golf cart looking a little dated? Perhaps it's time to call AC Electric Vehicles, where the AC stands for All Custom, and the All Custom means you'll get exactly what you want from start to finish. Serving the Coachella Valley for over 20 years. Visit our express service and sales in Palm Springs or our main service sales and manufacturing center in Indio. Call AC Electric Vehicles today, 760-325-0070. Or online at allcustomgolfcarts.com.
Here we go.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francois. Now back to the show and your host, Francois, on Money Radio.
All right, everyone. Great to have you with us. I am having such a great time here at the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa in Tubac, Arizona. I have just tied Shaw Kinsley to the chair. No, not really. He is the director of the Tubac Presidio State Historic Park, which is just walking distance, about half a mile from the resort here. Yesterday, I was over there, and right there in the village of Tubac, which is just, again, right next door to the resort. So go to the website at TubacGolfResort.com. Check it out. And again, all this will be on Traveling with Francois, and I've been posting pictures on the Facebook page. So I have things all over about the Tubac Golf Resort and about the area right here of Tubac. And just in case you want that number right now for the resort here, it's 800-848-7893. All right, Shaw, we were talking about the State Historic Park. That's the number one park, state park in Arizona. It was the first one, actually, not the number one. It was the first one.
And well, it is. It's the best, too.
It is. Well, it is. It's just, again, there's so much character, and this area is, and I use the word unique a lot because I find a lot of things unique. I am in a place where things are very new and different, but historic, like this one is, I'm fascinated by it. I have to mention the cemetery. I was walking by yesterday to walk into town, and your cemetery has a mix of rustic, unkept versus pristine. It's quite a mixture there. How far back does that cemetery date?
Oh, it's probably only about to 1900 or so. The original cemetery was in front of the church, which is St. Anne's, and that's now, been converted more to you know, an entry and a garden and things like that. But the cemetery that you saw is very charming. The ironwork was done, I think, in the 50s, and they spell it as a combination of two languages. It's actually called the Tubac Cemetery, which in Spanish it would be the cementario, and in English it's cemetery. So adding that N in bridges two gaps. It's Hispanic here. This whole area has been part of first New Spain and then the Republic of Mexico, and only in 1853 did it become part of the United States, and even then it still stayed quite Hispanic. So the graves you saw with the flowers and all come from a celebration that the Spanish, the Mexicans and the Native Americans do called the Day of the Dead.
Yes.
And that happens on the 2nd of November, and so not that far away from it. So what you were seeing was all of the cleaning up of the graves that happened in November, and the people come, and unlike so many of us Anglos where we pretend, you know, when somebody's gone, they're gone forever. This culture is great about going back to the graveyard, cleaning it up, bringing food and things to sometimes the favorite foods of the departed people had, and decorating flowers and visiting with their spirit in a wonderful way. And it's a delightful custom.
Very, very fascinating. Well, Shaw Kinsley is with us, folks. Again, he is the director of the Tubac Presidio State Historic Park. Tell everyone how they can find you online. Give them a phone number, your hours of operation. Is there a fee? Give us the whole scoop.
Great. The Tubac Presidio State Historic Park is located at 1 Burrell Street in the very heart of the village of Tubac. You get to us by getting off at exit 34 from I-19 and turning right into the village and just heading east until you see our parking lot. Our website is tubacpresidio.org. Our telephone number is 520-398-2252, and any emails can come just to info@tubacpresidio.org, and we'll answer any questions people have. We have a $5 admission fee for adults, $2 for kids 7 to 13, and kids younger than 7 are free. The park basically embodies 2,000 years of history, where we interpret the Native Americans that lived there first, the Spanish, the Mexicans, the American pioneer, and into the modern Arizona period. One of the nicest artifacts we have is Arizona's first printing press. It was brought here on the backs of mules in 1859, printed Arizona's first newspaper. We have it in the park. It actually has been restored, and it works, and we print reproductions of that first newspaper, and it's an amazing artifact.
And are you open every day?
We are. One day. We're closed one day, Christmas. We're 9 to 5, 364 days a year.
And you were saying that, of course, I understand that places like this have volunteers, and you have quite a few volunteers that help out. In fact, I feel the whole community here, everybody lends a helping hand to everyone else.
We do. Yeah. I mean, everybody is that way. Your next guest, Armour, he is a volunteer at the Presidio as well and leads tours of it to people that are interested. And I have over 60 volunteers, and they take care of everything from the desk and the gift shop to doing guided tours through both the park and the little village of Tubac. And I've got a group of master gardeners that have planted over 200 significant plants between the buildings in the last 6 months. And it adds such beauty to the place. And there's a great deal of history in heritage gardens. You know, so many of these things never existed here until the Spanish came and introduced figs and quince and pomegranates and wheat. And we grow a lot of those as demonstration crops. And I'm looking forward to when the fig trees really kick in, because they'll be delicious.
Well, and it takes people such as yourself, Shaw Kinsley, to make a place such as the historic state park building there, the visitor center. People go in and learn about the area. Fabulous. And you're doing a wonderful job. Hats off to you.
Very kind. Thank you so much. It's all the volunteers that do it all.
Well, and with good direction. They need a director. We all need a director. Okay. On that note, Shaw, I'm going to let you get back to work. You still have a busy day in town, the festival, last day of the festival, and you are just hopping in there. I will let you get back to work. Joining us next is Armour Todd.
Thanks.
He is
going
to tell us all about the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa right here in Tubac. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we are going to take it out with Armour, and I'm just having such a good time. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Traveling with Françoise on Money Radio.
Behold the breathtaking views, abundance of sunshine, and natural hot waters at Sky Valley Resort. Offering an active adult lifestyle, we offer the best value in the Coachella Valley for quality resort residences and vacation homes. For the RVer, we welcome all size rigs with our roomy sites that include full hookups. Sky Valley Resort is just minutes from Palm Desert and Rancho Mirage. Call today for your free information packet. Call 760-329-8400 or visit us on the web at rvwell.com. That's RVWELL.com.
Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns, want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at classywithanitransportation.com.
B. Olsen's Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Olsen's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today, a family tradition. B. Olsen's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
For years, the Coachella Valley has been the winter playground for literally hundreds of thousands of Canadians, either visiting or residing in their second homes here in the desert. Seconds. They play golf, tennis, dine, and most of all, they love to shop. So what's the best way to reach these consumers? Advertise in Canada South Magazine. Canada South Magazine comes out every February and November. For rates and information, contact Desert Entertainer at 760-776-5181. Reach our Canadian friends through Canada South Magazine.
It's always an adventure traveling with Françoise. Now back to the show and your host, Françoise, on Money Radio.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. We are going to wind down the show and learn more about this resort. We've learned about the history. We've learned about the area. We know what's going on in town. My experience here so far has been fantastic. And joining us right now is Armour Todd, who's going to tell us about some special projects and all sorts of things. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, glad to be here. Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it. Now, you work on property here at the resort.
I do. I have a number of different jobs here. I work on the golf course and for outside services, which involves greeting golfers and getting their bags on carts and getting them out to play and getting them back in again. I also maintain the fleet of rental bikes that we have available for guests here who can ride into the village. I do golf trade shows, and I work booths when we have a festival and that kind of thing. So just kind of a jack of all trades here.
Well, and I was saying that to Shaw, too. I've noticed this in the community, being here just the last couple of days. I talked to different people with shops and that are doing different things, and the head pro here, Ben Moaning, he volunteered. He was doing something else yesterday afternoon. Everybody kicks in to support all the things happening in this community. It seems even the snowbirds that are only here part-time, everybody has their hand in a lot of different areas.
That's true. It's community is the perfect way to put it. Tubac is a small village. It grows, obviously, in the wintertime with snowbirds who come down, but it is still a village. So everybody pitches in and keeps everything going really well. That's one of the wonderful things about living here.
Well, and you've been here how long?
Lived here full-time for about 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So a relative newcomer, actually, yeah. Depending on who you've spoken with and all. But it's 5 years full time.
Okay. And it's the resort here, the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. So I was telling everyone about the golf course. I've played the course before. Has a lot of history. The movie Tin Cup, parts of the movie were shot here. Kevin Costner was here. I was also saying John Wayne has been here. Many celebrities have been here. They come to get away, to come to the area. It's so beautiful. But there's a lot more to the resort than just the golf. Yes, golf is in the name, and so is the spa. So let's talk a little bit about the spa that you have here at Tubac.
Well, the spa is absolutely a full-service spa. Jill, the spa manager, does an excellent job. It's a beautiful, just the physical facility is a beautiful spot. It's just a wonderful little getaway spa that sort of fits in with the entire kind of low-key, elegant ambiance, which makes the resort so special.
Well, and the resort dates back to the 1700s. Actually, the property, not the resort, but the property itself here has so much history. And you have these buildings on site that were part of the original ranch house and the ranch. And then you have incorporated into that to build all these other areas. But so you have such a nice mix of everything we need in today's technology versus walking, just standing outside, looking at the silos. I mean,
It's a beautiful place. I mean, you know, I think the thing that's unique about the golf resort as much as anything else is just acres of green grass, even separate from the golf course itself. It's just a cool green oasis in the middle of the southern Arizona desert that I think it's quite unexpected and quite wonderful.
Definitely, definitely unexpected. Now, the spa facilities include 6 treatment rooms, men's and women's separate locker rooms, sauna and steam, tranquil lounge. So you have it all. You have everything you need, and you can enjoy the relaxing sounds of the fountains and sip on teas and rejuvenate, relax, soothing whirlpool. You have great technicians. So you could the spa, you have to have the spa. Now, you also have, I am in the conference facility here, and we think of resorts, and we say golf resort and spa. A lot of times we forget that these are definitely business facilities for conferences.
Absolutely. We have full meeting space. You're in the Otero boardroom here, which is, you know, a boardroom size, smaller groups and all, which, as you mentioned, is in the Otero house, which dates back over 200 years, but has all modern amenities and everything as far as supporting all the AV and all that to support a modern meeting. We have the Geronimo Ballroom, which is our main meeting space, which seats probably 220 maximum for a big event and can be divided, of course. The Mission Ballroom, the chapel, most people here call it. It's popular, of course, with weddings, but also can seat up to 180, I believe, at a sit-down dinner, and 3 or 4 other smaller meeting spaces. There's also just an abundance of outdoor, just little kind of nooks and crannies, kind of where an outdoor, we do a lot of like church retreats and all, where a small women's group can just go meet in a grove of trees sitting on gorgeous green grass in the sunshine and have a wonderful experience. So
I saw a lot of that yesterday. In fact, you had a ladies retreat here yesterday. And with us folks is Armor Todd. He is the special projects person here at the two. That's quite a title, by the way. You're the first special projects person I have ever met at the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. Yes, I did talk to some of the ladies that were here with the retreat, having a wonderful time. I have to admit, I went and got an ice cream out of the store, the little store that you have here, and walked around and sat on some of the benches. I just sort of moved from one place to another, and everywhere I would look, it's just a feeling of tranquility, relaxation, and beauty. But yet I see the people walking around, going on walks and riding the bikes, and there was a little bit of driving going around. You know, you can drive, and then the golf carts and the golfers out there, and just a little bit of everything. What I haven't talked about, and yes, the weddings. There was a wedding here over the weekend, just spectacular, with the chapel. Just a gorgeous. I took a picture and posted that on Facebook. I have a lot of pictures on our Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise and Francoise Rhodes, plus the golf page. Golf is a four-letter word. But we haven't talked about the types of rooms here. You have several different types of rooms.
We do. The Hacienda King Suites, which are our premier rooms, of which there are 52, are as nice or nicer than any room anywhere. I mean, they are spectacular. I mean, it's 4-2. It's a king bed, but just gorgeous leather furniture. I mean, you mentioned John Wayne earlier. You could see him sitting in the sitting area because it's all about that level. Big beams, big, comfortable leather furniture. They all have separate patios, huge bathrooms for the ladies, you know, all tiled, soaking tubs, separate shower, you know, two sinks. I mean, they're just big. I'm thinking they're 650 square feet, something like that.
Right, 650 square feet. I just pulled up my notes. I have my cheat sheet here in front of me.
There you go.
And I think that's what I had, a Hacienda Suite, because everything describes it. It's a beautiful room, so comfortable. And right here, we are in the Otero House, which I think is right next door. Am I right?
Correct. The whole Otero House includes the Otero boardroom meeting room where we are now. And next to us is there is one king suite that is a historic room that it's beautiful. And as you can see, you looking behind me here, the view from the Otero King Suite is pretty spectacular. It is the signature view of the resort, looking out at the green of the golf course and the cottonwoods and the Santa Rita Mountains in the distance.
And that is available for guests.
That's one of our 98 guest rooms.
Okay, all right. And I'm sure that one is probably filled up all the time. So make your reservations way in advance. I could see wedding parties, the family of the bride or the bride staying in the Otero House first. I could just see so many things going on in there. I know you have guests in there right now.
I'm sure. And frequently, like a wedding party, will just take the entire Otero space. So they'll have the King Suite. They'll have the meeting room. There is a little room between here and the meeting space where you could set up a buffet. So you could basically kind of have this whole area and this very expansive lawn out in front again, which is just open to an incredible view.
Lots of greenbelt area here. Well, it is on a former cattle ranch.
That is correct, the Otero Ranch.
Lots of space. Now, you have the Hacienda. Mine is, I think I was staying in a Hacienda Suite. That is 650 square feet. And then you have the Casita Suite. You have 16 of those, and that is 800.
Yeah, they're actually bigger. They're two separate rooms, so it is a true suite where they have generally two queen beds and a separate bedroom, and then the full bath, and they have a full sitting area out front. And they are part of the original rooms that were originally built back in 1959, but they have all been remodeled. They surround our swimming pool, which is right in the center of the property. They all have big patios, and I mean, definitely something you could spend some time in comfortably. They're very nice rooms.
Definitely. And I like how each they feel aesthetically, everything goes together. Some of the other rooms have the brick walls and the arches, and others are more the adobe look, and just really a nice mix. Everything, and you feel everything you have, feel you have your own space. You can feel your own space when you stay in the rooms here, and I like that. And you also have the Posada, the traditional room. 29 of those, which are 350 square feet. These are very large rooms.
I'll tell you, the Posada Kings, we have some Posadas with two queen beds and some Posadas that just have a king bed. We have, I think, 12 or 14 Posada Kings. Those are my favorite rooms, only in the sense that they are beautifully done with tile and big king beds and beams and all that, but they also have separate patios out the back. So you go in the front of the room, have a wonderful spacious meeting space, and then you have a nice patio out back, and they are all around a separate courtyard. So a lot of our golf groups and groups that come together will get all of the Posada Kings, and then they have their own little private area to go out and have cocktails in the evening or whatever. So they're kind of in this great little separate area where you can have your own group.
Well, and again, if you don't want to leave the property, you certainly don't have to. I had all these thoughts of grandeur. I was going all over up the mountain and all that. But frankly, I got here. I was so relaxed and enjoying myself and walking to the village and just being part of the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. I thought, well, I'll have to come back to do the other sightseeing that I have planned, because you have the restaurant Stables.
Oh, yeah. Stables is great. And then Stables Bar, which has a separate bar menu. And that's the signature view again. I mean, when you walk through the archway and go out to the Stables Bar patio, that's why a lot of us live here, because we sat down there for a glass of wine or whatever and looked at the golf course and the cottonwoods and the mountains. And you just went, this is the most beautiful place in the world. Yeah. I mean, it literally is. And next stop is a real estate office.
Right.
I mean, it's happened to many, many people.
Yes. And in fact, we had Gary Brasher on the show earlier today, and he was telling us how his adventure, everyone has a story how they came to Tubac. I like that. There's a story. It's just from generations that have been here before, others who just happened to stumble across it and said, I love it here. It's just not one of those. Tubac isn't a place that would be on the radar that says, hey, I'm just going to go live in Tubac. Everyone has a story on how they found this unique area. And a lot of it is coming to the resort first. They came here for a golf tournament. We have a lot of golf tournaments. They came here for a retreat. They came here on a business meeting. All of a sudden they said, really? I had no idea. As Shaw said earlier, he could say, he says he needs to make a plaque that says, I had no idea.
It's true, because you drive in the archway. I mean, coming down the freeway from Tucson, it's fine. It's nothing, quite frankly, all that remarkable. And then you turn through the arches, and all of a sudden you have beautiful homes on either side of you as you get closer to the resort, and the grass all of a sudden is around you, and you pull up to the red tile roofs and the kind of rolling hacienda rooms and all that, and it's just like, it's spectacular, you know? And again, way unexpected, but oasis is perhaps an overused term, but I think it truly applies to the Tubac Golf Resort.
Definitely, definitely. And with us, folks, is Todd Armor Todd. I was thinking of your title again, Special Projects. That one gets me. And for living here, and we're going to wrap this up in the next few minutes or so, mm-hmm. but being a resident here, what have you seen outside the resort? What are some of the attractions that you would like to tell your visitors that come to the resort that they need to go see?
Well, as far as attractions themselves, nearby here, the Southern Arizona Wine Country in Sonoyta and Elgin is less than an hour drive away, which is wonderful. The little town of Patagonia between here and there is kind of a funky town that's got interesting crafts fairs and galleries and all. The Santa Rita Mountains, Madeira Canyon is nearby. World-famous birding destination is literally 30 minutes away from here. The Titan Missile Museum, which is a really intriguing museum for those of us who were Cold War babies. It's a Titan missile that's in the ground, in the silo, just the way it was when the Cold War kind of came to an end. That's an interesting one. Of course, Tucson has the Desert Museum and the Pima Air and Space Museum and the University of Arizona and a burgeoning downtown area that's going through a great rebirth now, so it's getting to be really fun. Plus, the area right around Tubac is great for bicycling, excellent for road biking and mountain biking and hiking. A couple of lakes nearby. My wife and I kayak a lot.
I heard a couple of gals were mentioning kayaking, and I was trying to – how far away are the lakes?
Well, Peña Blanca Lake is about 30 minutes away. It's just outside Nogales. It's a small lake, but quite beautiful, just thick with beautiful birds, and it's a great little lake. And then Patagonia Lake is – probably 45 minutes to an hour away, much bigger lake with a campground and all, but both are beautiful desert lakes with blue heron and all sorts of beautiful birds and everything.
And then you have the Santa Cruz River.
Then we have the Santa Cruz River, which is pretty. I mean, doesn't run all year round. I mean, it is a desert river. It's elusive sometimes, but it does support a beautiful green belt for miles and miles.
Well, Armor Todd, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having Traveling with Francoise here at the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. I have had a wonderful time. And what special projects? Do you have a special project you have to go do right now, back to the festival?
Oh, probably back to the festival to help break down our booth and move on to whatever my next special project will be. So we'll see. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. All right, folks. Well, I have to wrap it up. I hate to say it. It's going to be time for me to go. I'm going to spend my day. In fact, I'm going to talk to Armor afterwards and find out how far the Titan Missile Museum is away, because I think I need to go there. But everybody, I will have all this stuff posted up on the website. Tubac will have its own page as always. Visit the new website, Traveling with Francoise. Same place to go, same great pages with contests and all sorts of stuff, but it is a new site. I will be featuring Tubac on the website. Next week, I have so much going on as well. Join me next week back in the Station Valley. Thanks for all your work, and everybody have a great, great week. This is Francoise Rhode signing off from Tubac Golf Resort Spa in Tubac, Arizona. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time.